Well, Prime Minister Tony Abbott has already promised there will be more submarine jobs in South Australia, despite the fact that the government is running a competitive evaluation process for the next submarine contract, which could go to France, Germany or Japan. Opposition leader Bill Shorten was in Adelaide this week, reaffirming Labor's pledge to build the Navy's next fleet of subs in South Australia. But South Australia could face some stiff competition a lot closer to home. Western Australia is now campaigning for its own slice of the shipbuilding pie. Claire Nichols reports.
Austal Ships is based in Henderson in Perth's southern suburbs. It's a ferry maker that's also in the business of building warships for the American Navy. Its CEO is Andrew Bellamy.
It's an amazing story, you know. There's two revolutionary warships that we've designed in Perth that we've been building for the Americans now for a few years in Alabama. And when we've completed those programs, it will reflect about 15% of the total U.S. Navy.
How did this happen, that this company in Perth ended up building these ships for America?
Yeah, there's a long story there, but I think the simple answer is that there's a lot of smarts and intellectual property that's tied up in the shipbuilding community at large in Western Australia and in Austal in particular. And because we had some unique technology there that was of interest to the Americans, then they encouraged us to go and set up shop there and to build these ships for them.
Then how do you reflect on this perception, which seems to be around, that Australia isn't very good at building ships?
Well, there's certainly a number of programs that have had their challenges. I don't think it's a workforce issue. I think, you know, frankly, we've got the most skilled, capable shipbuilders in the world in Western Australia. And the issues that I'm not going to speak for issues that other people are dealing with, but we've been able to export almost 250 ships out of Western Australia around the world, including a number of quite complex military ships. So, I think there's a perception out there that we can't do that, and frankly, I think it's a myth.
What about cost? How expensive is it to do it here?
Yeah, so we're obviously on the receiving end of where the currency's at, so that's a big factor. And all the work that we've done shows that, you know, we're actually building two programs simultaneously, one in the US and one here in Henderson. And so we got really good visibility on this. But around somewhere between 75 cents or 80 cents as an exchange rate is an equivalent cost base for us. So right now we're obviously sub 75 cents. So frankly, it's cheaper to build in Australia right now than it is in the US.
Deirdre Wilmot is the CEO of Western Australia's Chamber of Commerce and Industry. She says Austal's success proves that WA is a real contender to take a slice of the federal government's submarine and shipbuilding contracts. The state has traditionally been ignored when it comes to defence construction, but she says the end of the mining boom in WA means there's a skilled workforce ready to go.
We have more than enough capability to be lead contractor on Australian defence contractors. We also have significant shipbuilding skills, and these are being augmented by people who are now available from construction in mining and oil and gas, whose skills will be readily transferable to the shipbuilding industry.
But how does that experience here compare to the experience that exists in South Australia, for example?
Well, the point is that we have a globally competitive contractor in Austal Ships, and so the capability is here in Australia to take on this shipbuilding, not only for the construction but also for the through-life maintenance. The issue is that this should not be an issue of economic pork barrelling for the eastern states. The federal government should be making the decision on what is best for the Australian defence industry by selecting the best possible capability.
Do you think at the end of the day this really does come down to a simple matter of politics?
Well, it shouldn't come down to a simple matter of politics. It should come down to finding the best contractor and making sure that they have access to the best facilities and the most skilled workforce. And there would certainly be for the South Australian workforce and also South Australian facilities. One of the issues is that the federal government should consider privatising the ASC so that we actually have a strong private sector-led defence industry that would be able to use the best facilities and skilled workforce available in Australia.
How likely is that, though?
Well, it's really important that the federal government look at these issues, and the issues are certainly being led by Senator Linda Reynolds and a group of West Australian parliamentarians who are bringing to the attention of the federal cabinet the capacity and capability in Western Australia. And it's really important that this isn't overlooked in the politics of these defence decisions.
The WA contingent says it's in the early stages of talks with the government, but Andrew Bellamy from Austal Ships says it should be a straightforward decision with plenty of work to be shared between the states.
Frankly, we've got world-class assets in South Australia and in Western Australia, and I think as all we would say as a West Australian-based company is that we'd like to have a fair share of or a fair go at the opportunity, and I'm sure that a number of our colleagues in Western Australia have the same view.
How likely do you think that is, though? I mean, there's a lot of political pressure for this to happen in South Australia. Do you think WA will get a look in at all?
Well, I mean, the future defence spending, or naval spending, is much broader than submarines. Submarines obviously gets a lot of attention because it's big and strategic asset. But in addition to the submarines, the Navy's intending to replace the entire frigate fleet, which is a surface ship, which could easily be built in South Australia or in Western Australia with the existing infrastructure. And then there's a whole raft of patrol boats, both for the Pacific and offshore patrol boats for the Royal Australian Navy that are going to be required. So I think the right answer is look at the infrastructure that we have in the country and look at the skill base that we've got. And then try and balance the long-term shipbuilding plan with the infrastructure that we've got. And the work should be spread around somewhat.
That's Andrew Bellamy, CEO of Austal Ships, ending that report by Claire Nichols.